Yesterday, we introduced you to 12 local folks, 12 with Aggie connections, who made a recent visit to the Ukraine on a humanitarian trip. Kent Dale was one of those. So was Joe Dickinson, their wives, and eight others. Spent the first part of June in the Ukraine just helping an orphanage. This is part of the Eastern European Missions out of Dallas organization. Kent Dale talked about the need and really put it in perspective.
In Ukraine, currently, there are more orphans than there were at the end of World War II. With the collapse of the Soviet Union, the collapse of their economic system, and their attempt to move into more of a free-type society has left a tremendous, probably a moral void as opposed to anything. Best estimate is there are a little over 100,000 orphans that are in the country, and the orphanage that we worked at and attended, we met with children, and each morning we completed a Bible-type lesson. We acted out skits, and then in the afternoon we had activities with them, sports activities. The children loved American football.
The Bible activities were a natural. After all, this group and the Eastern European Missions are associated with the church. And locally, well, Joe Dickinson talks about that.
Here in College Station, Eastern European Missions kind of pairs with some of the church congregations locally here. We attended A&M Church of Christ. We really, as a congregation, support Eastern European Missions in their work. They have connections through other churches of Christ, for sure, throughout the area. Really, that's how we got to this work, was building those connections through our church and then through Eastern European Missions for the goal of helping these kids to grow up to be people that have morals, spiritual morals. It's just something that in former communist countries they were lacking, with some type of moral guidance, with atheism being so dominant.
So this group gave their own time and their own money, and they went over to the Ukraine, and not only humanitarian support did they give, but supplies and basic needs. Here's Kent Dale.
This was a small orphanage, but we, through generous support of people both locally and some family members scattered throughout the Texas and even Oklahoma, we were able to provide two sets of shoes for the children. We purchased shorts. We took all the kids' Aggie t-shirt, additional clothing and hats for them. They attend school at the orphanage. The orphanage was built in 1948, and it looks like it has never been updated.
Now, these people aren't just handout situations. These are people who help themselves, and they would do it even more if they could. Here's Kent Dale again.
The compassion of the staff is unbelievable, but the financial support that the orphanage receives is extremely lacking. In U.S. dollars, they receive from the state the equivalent of around $50 per child per month. The orphanage has a garden that covers around 5 acres, and they grow most of their own food. We live in an interesting society where in this country we have plenty of excess, but yet in Eastern Europe there are people that are in desperate need of any type of help that's available.
This is indeed a group that will remember their summer of 2011 and what they did. Thanks to them for representing the Brazos Valley at a very needed area of the world. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.